Hi there. The word for today is, don't doubt God's word. In Romans 10, verse 17, Paul writes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, you may doubt your own ability, but never doubt God's ability, or his promises, and his willingness to fulfill them. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 138, verse 2, Lord, you have magnified your word above your name. That means the only thing in the universe that God values more highly than his good name is his word. So, fill your mind with it, speak it daily, and don't ever question it. Doubt often originates from our inclination to portray ourselves as self-confident. Self-confidence is a concept touted by the world. It encourages us to rely on our own skills and abilities. And there is a place for that, but not at the expense of trusting God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 26, he who trusts in himself is a fool. Reportedly, the verse at the center of the Bible is Psalm 118, verse 8, and this is what it says. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So, center your confidence around God and not yourself or anybody else. Do you doubt yourself and your own worth? Do you question your ability to pursue your career? Do you doubt your aptitude to form healthy relationships? Despite having lived with Jesus for almost 3 years and hearing his promise that he'd rise again from the dead, Thomas said, unless I see his wounds and touch them, I will not believe. So, did Jesus turn his back on Thomas because of his doubts? No. Jesus never rejects a doubter if they have a sincere heart. Indeed, Jesus put in a special appearance just for Thomas. He showed up to resolve all his doubts. And as you read his word and seek his face, he will alleviate your misgivings and qualms too. When you stop living in the sense, logic, rational realm alone and learn to walk by faith, your doubts will begin to die and your life will take an upward swing. That's the word for you today.